Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Hey, do you like to play outside? If you do, then this lesson is for you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Peter. I like playing outside, too. Today's topic is activities.
And our title for today is Let's Fly a Kite. Let's fly a kite. Hey, Peter, the weather is windy today. What can we do on a windy day?
Oh, I know. We can go fly a kite.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's what our friends are doing today. Let's learn more about it together. Here's Peter to help us.
The weather is windy. It messed up Taylor's hair. But Susie likes windy days. Then she can fly a kite. Alex likes the wind too. The wind can blow a kite into the sky. Linda and Rob are flying a kite. Linda holds it and Rob runs. Linda lets go, but the kite does not fly.
Wow, kites are really fun. They are colorful and come in all shapes and sizes.
That's right. Some of these kites are in the shape of animals and other fun things. I have a kite with a panda on it. I love it. Do you own a kite? What does it look like?
Oh, I have a kite that looks like a bird. When I fly it, it looks like a bird is flying in the sky. All right, friends, well, we are going to learn more after we hear from Christina.
Hello, 今天的主题是放风筝。要放风筝的话，一定要有风。形容风大的天气就是 windy. The weather is windy today. 你喜欢风吗？风是 wind. Do you like wind? 如果风吹得很猛的话，就说 the wind is blowing hard. 动词 blow 就是吹的意思。放风筝的时候，一开始要有人拿着风筝把它举高，然后开始跑。握住或者是拿住东西就是 hold. Please hold the kite for me.跑了之后，如果觉得风很强，可以把风筝吹高的时候，就可以放手了。放手就是 let go。如果说 let go of the kite， 就是放开风筝的意思。
Wow, the weather is windy today.
I know. It messed up my hair. Look at it.
Don't worry.You look fine.
I don't think so. But I can fix my hair. I don't like windy days.
I do. I really like windy days.
Really? Why?
Because I can fly a kite. That's really fun.
In the winter, the weather is cold. There are great things to do indoors and outdoors. The summer is when you can go hiking or go to the beach. But what about windy spring days?
You're right. The spring can be really windy. And what kinds of things can you do in windy weather?Well, let's find out after we learn about this weather lesson with Christina.
今天的第一个单字是 windy, 讲到天气的方面的名词和形容词其实很有趣。比如说名词风就是 wind, 形容词风大多风的就是 windy, 那多加了一个 y,如果下雨的话名词是 rain, 形容词就是 rainy, 也是多加了一个 y. It's a rainy day. 以此类推的话，如果我们来看一下云的名词是 cloud, 多云的阴天形容词就用 cloudy. 太阳是 sun, 那阳光普照的天气就是 a sunny day。所以这样记的话，我们一口气就学了八个字咯。Wind, windy. Rain, rainy. Cloud, cloudy. Sun, sunny.
Thanks, Christina. That is a great lesson. Now there are many words like this. You can add a Y to the end of the word,And it becomes an adjective.
That's right, and they're not just weather words. Let's think about the word, dirt. Add a Y to it, dirty. Or water, watery.
Very good, Peter. Well, the weather really messed up Taylor's hair. I don't like windy days.
Yeah, the wind can do that. This phrase, mess up, is very useful, though.It can mean to make something messy, or it can be used other ways too. I had plans, but then something messed them up.
Well, Taylor can fix her messed up hair, but Susie seems to be enjoying the weather. She even looks happy.
Yeah, you're right. She looks happy because she wants to fly a kite.And today has the perfect weather for it.
Yeah, flying a kite. That's what our friends can do today. Kites are a lot of fun.
I agree, and we'll talk more about kites soon enough. But right now, we need to go back to our friends and see what they are doing in Conversation B.
Hey, Ben.
Do you like the wind? It's really blowing hard.
I know. This is good weather for kites.
Do you fly a kite very often?
Yes, but I need a new one.
Let's go look at kites tonight. Then I can buy one too.
Fun! I want a big one.
Alex and Ben are talking about the word wind. We learned that windy weather is perfect for flying kites. Friends, make sure you see that the word wind and windy are similar.
Well, let's take a look at some kites. Wow, they are really flying. Well, if something can stay in the air, it is flying.
Yeah.That's why we say you fly a kite. These kites have amazing designs on them. Kites are so cool.
Yes, they are. Well, the wind is strong today. When it is strong, we say that it blows really hard.
Today is good weather for kites. Let's take a look at this sentence. Windy weather is good for kites.But not for other things. Snowy days are good for skiing. Hot days are good for the beach.
So our friends are going to fly kites. But first, they need to buy some. Ben says, I want a big one.
That's a really big one because that's today's
calendar phrase!
I want a big one.
I want a big one.
我要一杯大的。
Do you want a drink?
Yes, I want a big one.
How about a small drink?
No, I want a big one.
How about a medium drink?
No, I want a big one.
Okay, a big drink is $20.
$20?Oh, I want a small one.
I want a big one.
I want a big one.
我要一杯大的。
Hey, Peter, I think shopping for kites is almost more fun than actually buying a kite.
Flying kites is pretty fun.Why do you think shopping for kites is more fun?
Well, Think about it. The store is full of many colorful kites. There are different kinds. You can see large ones that look like dragons, small ones that are like rainbows.
Wow, you're right. The kite store is really fun.
Kites are a lot of fun. And you know what else is fun? Taking a little break. Let's take one right now. We'll be back.
Welcome back to the show, friends. So, Marie, where you are from, do people fly kites?
Yes, they do. I actually live near the beach. And near the beach, it can get very windy. So the kites go very fast.
Wow, and I can see all those kites in the sky. I bet it is very beautiful. Kites are really cool, and our friends are getting some from the store. Well, let's learn more about these kites right now. Here's conversation C.
Okay, let's fly our kite. How do you do that?
You don't know? Well, first, you have to hold the kite up high.
Like this?
Yes. Now, I hold the string and I run. Now let go of the kite. The wind can carry it high into the sky.
Okay. Oops, it didn't fly.
That's okay. Let's try again.
Our friends are just starting to fly their kites, and I think Linda is just learning how to do it.
Yes, Rob is helping her learn. First, you have to hold the kite up high. Do you want to learn more about this sentence? First, we have to go to Rebecca.
Hey, friends! If you want to tell someone that they have to do something first, you can use this grammar point. First, you have to verb. For example, first you have to do your homework, or first you have to eat dinner. This grammar point is very important to all you English students, so make sure that you use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Okay. Let's practice. Peter, I will give you the topic, then you use today's grammar point to answer.
Okay, what do you have for me?
Tell me how to get good grades in school.
Okay, first, you should always go to class and take notes. Second, you should try your best on your homework. And third, you should study with a group. Okay, your topic. This will be a little more fun. Baking cookies.
Great. First, you get all the ingredients. Second, you mix them in a bowl. Then, put them on a cookie sheet. Then, put them in the oven. Last, enjoy them with a glass of milk.
Yeah, well, we can always enjoy cookies. And we can always enjoy flying kites high into the sky. Well, let's go to Christina to learn more about this sentence.
放风筝的时候要会利用风，让风把风筝带上高高的天空。The wind can carry it high into the sky. 中文讲的飞向天空、射向天空或者是丢向天空，在英文里都会用到介系词 into， 说成 into the sky。比如说有一只鸟飞向天空的话，就说 the bird flew into the sky。而烟火冲向天空也是这样说的 the beautiful fireworks shoot into the sky. 如果要形容大楼很高，高耸入天，也是说 the building rises high into the sky. 所以这个片语 into the sky 会用了吗？
Thanks, Christina. So make sure you always hold on to your kite in the blowing wind. Well, always hold on to the string, because if you let it go, it will fly away.
Don't let it go. Don't let it go. You can't hold it back anymore. Something like that.
I think that it's time to review our keywords. Let's do that right now.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Windy. Windy. It's really windy today.
Wind. Wind. There is a lot of wind today.
Blow. Blow. The wind was blowing all day.
Hold.Hold. Please hold the baby.
Let go. Let go. Please let go of the door. Okay, friends, those are the keywords we have for you today. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
Wow, the weather is windy today.
I know. It messed up my hair. Look at it.
Don't worry. You look fine.
I don't think so. But I can fix my hair. I don't like windy days.
I do. I really like windy days.
Really? Why?
Because I can fly a kite. That's really fun.
Hey, Ben. Do you like the wind? It's really blowing hard.
I know. This is good weather for kites.
Do you fly a kite very often?
Yes. But...I need a new one.
Let's go look at kites tonight. Then I can buy one too.
Fun! I want a big one.
Okay, let's fly our kite. How do you do that?
You don't know?Well, first, you have to hold the kite up high.
Like this?
Yes. Now, I hold the string and I run. Now let go of the kite. The wind can carry it high into the sky.
Okay. Oops, it didn't fly.
That's okay. Let's try again.
Wow! Can you hear that?
Hear what?
Woo! 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 Listen to the wind!
Oh, yeah. It's really windy today.
Yeah.Do you like windy days, Monkey Man?
Yes, but I have to be careful.
Why?
Well, sometimes the wind blows my hat away.
Oh, yeah! And sometimes the wind messes up my hair.
Yes. And it looks like you need a comb.
Well, thanks, but I don't really want a comb.
You don't?
No, I want a kite.
Ah, a kite is a good idea. Let's go fly a kite.
Yeah, but it's too windy outside. Let's fly a kite inside.
Inside?
Okay, we can try.
Yeah, it's a great idea!
Outside. Now it's time to fly a kite. Grab a friend and go to the nearest park.
That sounds like a great idea. You don't have a kite? No problem. Shopping for a kite can be just as fun as flying one. So, how do you fly a kite?
First, one person holds the kite up high. Then, when the wind catches the kite, you let go of the kite.
The wind can blow very hard, so make sure you hold on to the string and remember to enjoy watching it fly into the air.
That's a great idea, Peter. All right, friends. Well, we had fun today. Go fly your kite. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.